check it out. I am the ultimate badass.
Houston, we got a pretty large bang there associated with a master alarm.
Express elevator to hell. Going down.
He's in it for the money, not the science.
You're right, Wide. They got me good.
Hey, I think this guy's a couple cans short of a six-pack.
The actor Bill Paxton, who we lost over the weekend.
Yes, at the age of 61, I think. Very sad.
Very sad. Complications to surgery, we heard. The 89th Academy Awards took place Sunday night, and it acknowledged Bill Paxton's loss, and there was much to acknowledge. After 2 years of racial sensitivity and controversy, Jimmy Kimmel, terrified though he was, had actually a pretty good time up there, I thought. And everything went totally smoothly. I mean, nothing screwed up at all, right?
No. It was right? smooth sailing.
You want to just tell me? I didn't stay up
Oh,
for
you
the
missed
whole
that,
thing.
John. Yeah, you missed right. that. Yeah, yeah. Smooth sailing up until the very end, of course. Yeah. La La Land wins six Academy Awards, Best Director for Damien Chazelle, Best Actress for Emma Stone. Everything's going swimmingly. Then it wins Best Picture. Jordan Horowitz, the producer, gets up and gives this joyous, jubilant, grateful speech. And then this happens.
Guys, I'm sorry. No. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Moonlight, Best Picture.
People in show business, I mean, you know, they take their clothes off. They put their clothes on. They're comfortable no matter what happens. They can handle it. We can't.
You got to say.
They're special people.
A lot of grace under pressure there. Jordan Horowitz was very graceful. He actually had to hold up the winning card to the cameras to prove to everyone that this was not some kind of joke. Poor Warren Beatty, who made the mix up with the envelopes. But everyone handled it very nicely, I thought.
The show itself was very interesting. It was more focused on the stars and the sort of beauty of L.A. and Hollywood. There were great moments, the tour bus coming through.
Yes.
Some of the speeches were really sweet. And there was, you know, the talk about why didn't we know about the Hidden Figures women from the NASA film, which was so fantastic.
Yes.
You know, all these things, very emotional. I thought this show was pretty successful.
Yeah, I did too. All things considered, I think a lot of people expected and perhaps feared that there would be a lot of political grandstanding on stage. You didn't get that. You did see a lot of nods to politics, things about immigration and things like that. But mostly, I think people kind of kept it personal. They kept their speeches very heartfelt and personal. Viola Davis, who won Supporting Actress for Fences,
said
very, very long and emotional speech. And they let her go with it, too, because she was so into it.
They did. What about the indie movies that really seemed to take a lot of the attention? I mean, you had great, you know, blockbusters, but you know, Manchester by the Sea did an amazing job.
Right. Casey Affleck winning for Manchester by the Sea, a much deserved, I would say. And it was a great night for Moonlight, obviously. I mean, an indie film. In some ways, you could almost call La La Land an indie film, too. That's a low-budget musical. Not exactly an indie film. It's not a modest, tiny budget. But
risks, experiments, I just love that.
Yeah, I do, too. And I think, La La Land got most of the Oscars that it deserved. And I think Moonlight did too. And I was kind of one thing we don't talk about here, because the big mix-up was how odd it is to see Best Director go to La La Land, but Best Picture go to Moonlight. Sort of an interesting way to split the difference there, I thought.
Well, it's a kind of a crazy political controversy that they always have every year at Oscars, that's for sure. But they're two fantastic movies. People should see both of them. Rafer Guzman, we'll do it all again
next year,
won't we? Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, reporting on the 89th Academy Awards. Thanks so much, Rafer.
Thanks, John.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity, brain training with games to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving. From scientists working with university researchers to explore new areas in human cognition. Learn more at lumosity.com. Want more information about the stories you hear on The Takeaway? Check out thetakeaway.org for more facts, figures, and news from guests and contributors and opinions from your fellow listeners. You can also check out the latest John Hockenberry blog post and subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a note or comment on a story you heard, all at thetakeaway.org.